With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Five suspects are wanted after gunshots were fired outside of a business in Windsor Monday night. Around 9:30, people in a vehicle yelled obscenities at a person there and returned 45 minutes later trying to spray the victim with a noxious substance. When the vehicle returned a third time, the driver drew what looked like a handgun and fired three shots. Nobody was hurt, but police are looking for a green Kia Soul with a license plate ending in 831. That was on Tecumseh Road East near Rivard and Ford Boulevard. Police in Windsor are looking for a 19-year-old man after a stabbing and robbery. They say a suspect demanded money for returning a dropped cell phone. Once he got the money, the victim confronted him and was stabbed. The injuries are serious, and police have issued an arrest warrant for Jaden Johns. The star witness at the public inquiry into foreign interference in the past two federal elections testifies today. That's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Staff in the Prime Minister's office testified yesterday. Justice Marie-Jose Hogue is expected to release her first report on May 3rd. The Bank of Canada will announce this morning if it will change its key lending rate or not. The bank has been holding it at 5% since July. We'll find out what inflation was last month on Tuesday, but in February it was 2.8%. The Ontario government is boosting the number of housing starts by including student and retirement units. The opposition parties aren't impressed. Ontario NDP leader Merritt Stiles wonders if they'll use jail cells next. The Toronto Star says the opposition says those types of units shouldn't count because they do nothing for residents struggling to buy a home. The European Court of Human Rights has sided with three Swiss women who argued their government's inaction on climate change has put them at risk of dying in a heat wave. The case was brought forward by more than 2,000 women. Reuters says it could set a precedent how courts deal with litigation related to climate change. The court ruled it violated their human rights. It threw out two other cases brought forward by young people in Portugal and a French mayor. And you watched the solar eclipse on Monday, but now you're worried you may have damaged your eyes. Well, if you didn't wear protection and think you burned your retina, CTV News says you might have light sensitivity and watery eyes, maybe a dark spot in your vision in more severe cases. The Canadian Association of Optometrists says if that's you, see your eye doctor. Leamington lost Game 3 6-2 and is down 3-0 in its series against Collingwood. 5-2 for the Leafs against the Devils. The Wings lost to Washington 2-1. The Raptors lost to the Pacers 140-123, while the Pistons lost to the 76ers 120-102. And 5-3 for the Jays against Seattle, 5-3 for the Tigers against Pittsburgh. Clearing up 19 today. We'll get rain down to 9 tonight, and rain, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow. It's going to be windy. We'll get up to 15. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.